Tensions between Indonesian authorities and pro-independence West Papuan demonstrators have escalated after several high school children were killed by police at an anti-racism rally in the central town of Wamena last week. This has provoked further riots and civil unrest within the region, with some believing martial law could be declared, while activists and journalists have been arrested and charged for treason and inciting violence. Ronnie Carini is a member of the United Liberation Movement from West Papua. He explained the severity of the ongoing situation in West Papua to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
So what's really happening in West Papua right now, it's the ongoing racial discrimination, political discrimination since Indonesia occupied West Papua. And it reaches its phase in mid-August, whereby our Papuan students in Surabaya were racially abused, using racial slogans and slurs, and that sparks the West Papua uprising in August and then lead up to September with a lot of government building facilities as well as peaceful protesters arrested, as well as the situation is now reaching like a undeclared martial law in West Papua right now, whereby the presence of the mobile brigade police as well as the military, the special elite forces known as the COSAD, are on the ground and patrolling every main street as hunting down what they call as the armed criminal groups, which is the West Papua Liberation Army, but also activists who are now there hunting down for treason charges, basically.
Why do you think that the Indonesian authorities have been very heavy-handed when trying to de-escalate the tension between everyone there?
In last week, on the 23rd of September, there was a peaceful rally organized by the high school students in regard to an incident that happened in a classroom whereby a grade 3 primary school teacher used comments that is very much discriminating the Papuan students in pronouncing some words. And that sparked frustration, anger, and also reminding what happened in Surabaya the month before, in August. And so the students came out to express their concern and wanting to raise this to the local government, the head of Regency in Wamena. And what came out of the peaceful rally is the deadly Wamena riot. And this incident itself, on the same day, the police, the regional head of police, claimed it as there is a hoax going out on the social media about the shooting and the vandalism of buildings and as well as the touching down of those houses happening in Wamena. But later that day, the chief of police confirmed at least 17 people, the civilians, were killed in the riot. And the next day, the chief of police, the national police, Tito Karnavian, claimed that there were 32 people killed, basically civilians, and 22 out of those civilians are non-Papuans. And so the language that he used and emphasized throughout the media conference, kind of like framing the issue as this is a social conflict between the Papuans and non-Papuans. And so the outcome of that is 22 non-Papuans got killed. But what he's missing out is that the testimonies and eyewitness accounts of civilians, mostly non-Papuans, the trans-migrants, as well as the native Papuans, who were also affected through the incident or the riot in Wamena.
Do you think that West Papua can ever achieve independence?
Yes, West Papua have the right to be free from oppression, from intimidation, suppression, from another foreign government, and up until now we haven't exercised that right to determine our future. And it is just a matter of time that this freedom that people of West Papua from generation to generation now have been fighting and calling for. And so for us, it is a struggle that is going to be intergenerational, and we are willing and prepared to fight until the last man standing, whoever is as a West Papuan indigenous person, to fight to protect the land the dignity of the people, as well as the stability and the peace that many longing for. And so for us, the fight is a long struggle to achieve, but it's just a matter of time that the freedom will come.
And that's Ronnie Careni speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin earlier.